T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Good evening. How you doing? Every Sunday night, 7 to 9 p.m., the Heidi Harris Show, right after Wiggins America. I love this. Now we got a four-hour talk block on Sunday nights. He's 5 to 7. I'm 7 to 9 every Sunday night. So thank you for joining me. Many of you do every week, and I so appreciate that. You can watch me doing this live on the Heidi Harris Show Facebook page, Heidi Harris Show. And I also am on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Heidi Harris Show, Heidi Harris Show, Heidi Harris Show. Although Instagram, I mostly put pictures of my pets up. I'm not that in love with myself that I feel the need to do a dance routine or anything else. You're not, if you're looking for that, you're not going to see that on Instagram. Okay. I put a picture up tonight of my poodle sitting right next to, I have one of those heat discs. You know what I'm talking about, Ethan? It's like a disc, makes no noise, but it's like a heater, space heater.
Yeah, they kind of look like fans, right?
Well, it's kind of, but it's just nothing but heat, but yeah, it makes no noise.
Yeah.
Right, so in a radio studio, that's what you've got to have because it makes no noise.
Sure.
My poodle and my dachshund jockey for position. They'll sit right in front of it, like hair on fire. I'm sure it's a fire code.
Yeah, I mean, you start smelling a little smoky, you might have to start, you know, be a little concerned.
Take a burst of action, right, if I see some. Jump up with a fire extinguisher. Now, I put a picture up on that tonight. I thought you guys might get a kick out of that. All right, Mayor Tashara Jones, who I've never followed on Twitter, thank God, apparently says she's done with Twitter. She's done. Oh, we'll miss her terribly. Apparently, she's got 33,000 followers, and she hit a breakpoint this week when the social media sites, I'm quoting some of this from the Post Disgrace, as Mark Cox calls it. I never steal a line from anybody. Some people call it the Post Dispatch. Mark Cox calls it the Post Disgrace, and he's right. She's upset about, she said, this is the final straw. Elon Musk lampooned Twitter's past support for 2014's Ferguson protest. She said, that's the last straw for me. I'm out. Well, who cares? We'll miss you. So anyway, she was upset. Elon Musk put a picture of himself. He apparently found a stash of Stay Woke t-shirts in a company closet. He put a picture of himself on there. Then he made fun of Twitter's past support for the protests in Ferguson. Of course, the Michael Brown situation was all based on a lie. Everybody knows that. So anyway, Mark Cox has been tweeting about that tonight, by the way, if you want to follow him on Twitter. And like I said, I'm Heidi Harris Show, and Mark Cox is, I think Mark Cox, what is Mark Cox? Let me find out here. I just saw him tweeting about this today. Mark Cox from the Mark Cox Morning Show, as you know. Mark Cox, oh, Mark Cox 971, he is on Twitter. Okay, so check it out. Anyway, so she said, follow me on Instagram. Y'all can have this bird app. Apparently, she's still, I guess her office, her official mayoral account is still posting there. But who cares what she thinks? So I'm just laughing about all these lefties who are freaking out about Twitter. They're losing their minds because they no longer have control of the narrative. And I don't think it should be all conservative. Certainly, there are other apps out there. I think Gab, and I'm on Getter, but I'm almost never on it. So don't be looking for anything from me. Every once in a while, I post something, but very rarely. I just don't have the time. I don't have the bandwidth to do all this stuff. I don't want to bother with it. So I try to make the time that I put things on social media, you know, as useful as possible. And I know that Twitter is kind of shadow banned because I'll put things on and I know a lot of people don't see it. I don't know how that works. Maybe, hopefully, you know, Elon Musk will allow that. I don't know. I don't know how the whole thing works. I really don't. I don't claim to. So it's frustrating. But the reason I'm on Twitter is because I don't want to be in an echo chamber. I know there are Christian things like Twitter. I don't even know what some of them are. I don't want to be in an echo chamber. And as a person of faith, great, that's nice to talk to other people of faith. But when I'm on Twitter, it's for news. It's either to talk about, you know, mention the show, mention something's going on, or respond to some comment or something going on in the news. I don't bother with trolls. I don't engage those people, but I will respond to something going on in Twitter and things like that. I find it useful as a person in the media. I know many people are not on it. I get it. And some of you are tired of us talking about Twitter, but it is important because a lot of the news that you see every day is generated by what people are talking about on Twitter. That's what these people do. And they look, they get up in the morning and they go, oh, what's trending on Twitter? I think I'll talk about that. Now I look at that too. Most of the time I don't base my show on it or anything I talk about on it, but it is important to know what people are talking about, at least on Twitter. Not everybody, not you at the grocery store, not you at the dog park or the baseball field or whatever, but some people are talking about it. And then it tends to sway what these guys write about. So Chris Hayes from MSNBC is upset about it. He says his worst fears have been realized since Elon Musk acquired Twitter. I'd love to know. He said that Musk has courted some of the worst trolls on Twitter, has scared off advertisers and cut staff. I got to tell you, I'm on Twitter every day. I've not seen any difference in the way things operate. I don't know what these people were doing at Twitter. And I don't claim to know. Okay, I do not claim to know. But it's just, it's funny. So he describes Musk's handling of Twitter as a near-death experience. Oh, for heaven's sake. He said, if Twitter survives, and I fervently hope it does, its near-death experience has revealed something fundamental about our online lives. The digital spaces of civic life, the public town square, as Mr. Musk deemed Twitter, have been privatized to our collective detriment. No, no, no. Here's the thing, though. It was never an open space. Everybody knows this. Everyone, you know, whatever social media you're on, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you know this stuff is all being censored. You know that. There are certain things that you don't see that they, you know, I'm not going to go into the Hunter Biden laptop. Kill me now. I'm so sick of hearing about that. But now you know what happened. They throttled it. They didn't want anybody to see that before the election. And now even the mainstream media is admitting, well, there was something with the Hunter Biden laptop. I just even hate seeing those three words. I can't even stand it. I don't want to insult you and waste your time with that. But we know that they throttled that so nobody got to see it. We know that. So Chris Hayes talked about, he's criticizing Elon Musk. He said, before Mr. Musk bought Twitter, its co-founder and former CEO Jack Dorsey said of the platform that no one should own it. It wants to be a public good at a protocol level. It's not a public good. It was never a public good. They make it sound like, you know, everybody was allowed on there. They weren't. I mean, everybody shouldn't be allowed on there, by the way. I mean, there's porn on there. And there are people who say there's child trafficking. I've never seen any of those. What I've seen, I mean, full frontal nudity. People have sent it to me. Trolls have sent me shots of full frontal nudity of people. How does that get through? I'm like, what are you? Why are you sending me this? I've reported it, but I've seen full frontal. Whoa, okay. I don't need to see that. So don't tell me that. I mean, that shouldn't be on Twitter. Thank you very much. I can go somewhere else if I want to see that. Well, Chris Hayes from MSNBC is freaking out. He says he talked about praising Twitter prior to Musk as an arena where something akin to the global conversation was taking place. He said it came closest to executing on the core vision of what the global town square could look like. That's not true, Mr. MSNBC. It's not. It's never been true. Nothing in social media is true. Nothing your friends post on Facebook is true. That's, you know, one of my former producers used to call it the highlight reel. That's what Facebook is. You don't see the fight they had with their spouse. You don't see the fact that their kids are on drugs. They don't put that on Facebook. Well, sometimes they do. And if they do, it's like, please go get some therapy. But the truth is, it's not reality. Instagram's not reality. These people who spend hours and hours and hours doing their little dance or whatever that they do on Instagram or TikTok's a whole disaster. Trump was right about that too. All the stuff that TikTok's able to, if you have that on your phone, take it off. If your kids have it on their phone, make them take it off. It's terrible. I put a story, by the way, on the Heidi Harris Show Facebook page. You can check it out the other day about all the things TikTok does and all the information they gather from your devices if you have that app on there. So don't do it. But it's never been, you know, a town square. Not at all. Then Chris Hayes goes on to say, that's why there was so much apprehension when Mr. Musk bought the site. No one man should have all that power. Like who? Like George Soros has? You're right. I agree. I mean, think about that. The people behind silencing everything that you hear. Anyway, it's laughable. It really is laughable. He also concluded in this essay that he wrote in the New York Times, he said, the world's most successful capitalist, by at least one measure, has made the most definitive case for rejecting private ownership of the public sphere that we've seen in a long time. Let that sink in. Oh, brother. Okay. You know what? They're just whiners. They don't know what to do with themselves. They're losing their minds because they can't silence everybody on the right anymore. And that's what makes them crazy. And people, I'm leaving. Well, like I said, the reason I'm on Twitter, I don't know what the majority of people on Twitter, I would think, you know, most of the media, obviously, people in the media are lefties, most of them, not all of them, most of them. But I don't know what the makeup is, 60, 40, I don't know what it is. But I stay on it because I want to see what a lot of people are saying from all different walks of life. Anybody can get on Twitter and create an account. Anybody. I don't care if you've ever, you know, whatever you've done in life. Successful, not successful, whatever. It's interesting to hear what people have to say. And that's why I stay on it. And you may not agree with them. You may not even know if it's really them. But it's still, to me, there's value in it. That's all. And I like the idea that he's letting some people back on it, like Trump. I don't know if Trump's going to actually, let me see if Trump's even, I don't think he's tweeted, has he yet? Because he's got to worry about that. Because if he does that, apparently he's in the middle of doing some deal. Let's see, Trump. Let me see. Nope. 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 Nothing. He hasn't tweeted anything since January 8th. 87 million followers because he can't. Because he's got this other thing, which I've not been on, Truth Social. I will not get on it because they want my phone number. I don't want to give people my phone number. I haven't had to give it to Twitter. I'm not giving it to Truth Social. And that's the thing too. I don't know who's on Truth Social, so I don't want to paint them all with a broad brush, but I don't want to be on something that's full of conservatives and that's all who's on there. I don't want that. Now, maybe that's not true. I would imagine most people aren't on it if they're not conservative. I could be wrong. But I don't want an echo chamber. There's enough of that in the world. That's the problem. So anyway, it's fascinating how this whole thing works. Fascinating. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about the meta. I don't even know how this works. It's the metaverse that Mark Zuckerberg is trying to promote. That's what he thinks is the next big thing. That's where you wear those goggle-looking things and it takes you into another place. What could go wrong? I don't know. We'll talk about that coming up next. I'm Heidi Harris.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.